Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. The great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have very special guests on the show. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, we're very excited to talk to you more about your experience with Virtual Leverage and working with your CyberBackers. But before we do that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about what you do here, of course, in your business?
What our business is. So we actually have a real estate team out of Oklahoma, right in the middle of the country, just north of Tulsa. We actually service the greater Tulsa area. So my name is Jackie Shields. I'm the lead agent for Shields & Company. And this is Kimberly Buttram. She is our director of operations.
Really nice to see you, Jackie and Kimberly, of course, being here on the show to share about your experiences with CyberBacker. So how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker?
Right at a year. We just celebrated our year anniversary.
Wow, first year. And is this your first time to work with people who are virtual then?
Yes,
it is. Yes.
So what was the biggest difference? Because I know in real estate, before the pandemic, everything was like a lot of more in-person meetings, things like that. Now everything's going a bit more virtual for all businesses, not just real estate, right? So was it a big change for the team?
I think that in our minds, it was a bigger change than what it actually was. So once 2020 kind of happened, we did learn that there's so much that can be done online. Mm-hmm. That we don't need to necessarily have everybody in person in the office. And so it made the transition to CyberBacker that much easier.
And honestly, I think we were heading that way anyway before the pandemic. I mean, it was something that we were talking about 2 or 3 years beforehand. And I think that the pandemic just pushed us all to go in a direction that we were going to go anyway.
Yes, absolutely agree. I think it was the trend anyway. It was already in the beginning. Part of the transition. I think the pandemic just sped it up a little, right? Now, two CyberBackers now working with you in the team. Talk to me about each of them. What's it like working with each CyberBacker?
Yeah, I'm going to let Kim, because Kim will interact with them more than I do. I just know they're great. And I do talk to them. I mean, we have a morning meeting and they're a part of that meeting, but they report directly to Kim.
So we have two CyberBackers, like you said. One is our transaction coordinator and our social media manager. And then the second CyberBacker that we hired just this year, he does our search engine optimization. So they both work together, but also on two completely different things. So Anna is our transaction coordinator, and she is fantastic. She has helped us create procedures and taken over the ones that we already had and made them her own. She communicates to our clients, our vendors, all on a daily and weekly basis, and is wonderful. And then Mark, who does our search engine optimization, he keeps us on track with making sure that everybody in our area knows who we are, and we pop up top of Google. So thankful for all of it.
There we go. So transaction coordination, social media, and a bit more about SEO there for your second CyberBacker. Now, before you even got to work with both CyberBackers, did you have like a plan on how you would leverage, of course, tasks to your CyberBackers in the future? Let's say, did you have a task list that you were really wanting to leverage off to CyberBackers in the beginning?
Absolutely. So we did. We had the task list that CyberBacker even helped us like create before we fully were into it. So we had that list and it has evolved quite a bit, but still something that I know that the CyberBackers go back to and look at.
Yes, of course. Now, this is a question for you, Jackie. You're lead agent, of course. What's the impact of having the CyberBackers just doing their thing? And now, even if you don't see them or meet them every day or talk to them directly, what's been the impact of that?
I think it's made our team much more efficient. It took a lot of confusion away. Well, confusion, chaos, I would say, away from everything that's going on. We know who is doing what and when, and it just makes the systems run so much smoother. We have several agents that we are working with and for. So that way we can handle a lot of transactions on the team.
Pretty easy, because again, you can focus on the other things that matter the most on business too, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how about a working partnership with CyberBackers? Because we get this a lot. How do I start the partnership? How do you build the trust with your CyberBacker? How does that work for you and your team and your CyberBackers, of course?
Well, Jackie mentioned it earlier, but we do a call every morning. Ooh, yeah. And that has been our biggest thing, because they are a part of our team. So everybody, all of our agents are on that call every morning. So it doesn't feel like they're not with us. They are truly a part of everything that we do, and we see them every single day. So I think that was the biggest win for us, to truly integrate them as part of who we are.
And imagine just making them feel that they really are a part of the team. I think that really goes a long way, right? Yes,
making for sure.
Them feel a part of the family. So how about challenges, though? Of course, challenges could arise for growth of the partnership. These are things that we can't avoid. So how do you address challenges with people who are virtual team members, just like your CyberBackers?
Well, anytime we have any challenges, communication is key. And Jackie's always so good about just keeping that open communication through everything. If they have questions, they know that they need to ask. And if we have questions, we ask. And the great thing about CyberBacker is that they have their head backers that they can always go to. And so we have suggested many times to go back to their head backer and see if they have any suggestions for things. And they always do. It's great. So you have anything mm-hmm. else on that?
Yeah. I mean, it does, I think, because they are so trained. Mm-hmm. They're well-trained by CyberBacker before we even get them. But I do think the key in having any kind of admin support is that constant communication and training them. And I have heard of other agents say, well, just a couple, you know, that didn't really work for me. Well, the reason it didn't work is because they didn't put the time in. You know, that sometimes at the beginning, it's we're on the phone with them or mm-hmm. online with them a lot, but then as time goes on, it's less and less. But you can't assume that they can read your mind.
Yes, absolutely. So. Communication really plays a big role in that too, right? Because CyberBackers aren't mind readers. You have to tell them what to do, how you want it done. Right?
Yeah. I'm not a mind reader.
True. So how about in the beginning of a partnership, just like this, on a virtual partnership, how important is setting proper expectations?
The most important. That if you don't have proper expectations, you've already failed. You mm-hmm. failed them. You failed yourself. So the expectations, that's the biggest part for us. And CyberBacker was so great to help us with that and push us to make sure that we knew what we wanted mm-hmm. before we walked into it. So mm-hmm. that was huge.
Absolutely agree. I think during the beginning, you have to tell them, again, it's part of the communication piece anyway. I think that's one of the first steps that you have to go through in any partnership, maybe a virtual one or in the office anyway, right?
Absolutely. And in the same way, we do the 30, 60, 90, like we do with all of our agents. And so they walk through that same process the same way that we do. So 30 days, we're having an evaluation and all that communication and expectations are being talked about. And then again, at 60 and 90 days, so that was really great too, that they align with our company in that way.
Of course. Now, one last question for you ladies. Will you're still here. Now, you've been working with your CyberBackers on first 12 months with your CyberBackers. What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in your days? Of course, in the work days that you have.
Just like I said before, I think just us being more efficient in what we do, it enables us to do our 20%. Because, you know, we know that 20% of our activities yields 80% of our results. So we have handed off those tasks that we do not do well and that they do so well. So it just creates a better efficiency on the team and we're more profitable because of it.
Now, one last thing before we go, I forgot to tell you, both cyber backers are going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this uploaded, of course. So would you want to give them a quick message or a quick shout out on the show before we end today, ladies?
Absolutely. Anna, Mark, we love you. We adore you. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you for everything.
And we just celebrated Thanksgiving here in the United States, and we're so thankful for them.
Absolutely.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued growth and success of this partnership. And again, ladies, thank you very much for being on the show today. We had fun talking to you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.